American troops in Iraq largely have been spared major combat this Christmas weekend, following a week that saw 14 U.S. military personnel killed in a suicide bomb blast in a dining facility in Mosul. Earlier this month, Connecticut Army National Guard Specialist Robert Hoyt was killed in action at age 21. Hoyt was born on the 4th of July in 1983. From member station WNPR in Hartford, Amy Jeffries reports.
Above the television at his mother's house, between snowman figurines and festive candles, there's a photograph of Rob Hoyt at Fort Benning, Georgia, taken last year. He's standing at attention, green National Guard cap balanced on his shaved head. His mother, Kathleen, notes he was looking straight ahead and not at her.
Some of the other kids were looking at their parents when they walked by, but not him. He stood just so, like he was supposed to.
She says Hoyt was as steadfast about being a guardsman as he was about everything else he decided to do, like when he was in high school and decided to start playing the drums. Hoyt was in a band with his brother Tom and best friend Steve Pizzotto.
He co-wrote a lot of the songs. So, like, you know, I never had to help him out with any drum beats or anything like that. He always came up with everything himself, and he's very good lyrically and everything, and good with melody. Good at throwing his sticks at me when he didn't like something I was playing.
There were no winners at the Battle of the Bands at E.O. Smith High School in Storrs, Connecticut, where Pizzotto and Hoyt graduated in 2001. But Pizzotto says it was like winning their senior year when they got to play for an hour instead of the allotted 20 minutes. Hoyt was never one to boast about his talents or accomplishments. His mother says he received a medal for his courage during an ambush on his unit in June.
Rob briefly told me this. The captain told me in more detail that they were shooting at them. Everyone else bailed out. Rob's pants are on fire. He's standing there shooting to protect them. And he didn't tell me about this. And he never would brag about what he did.
Kathleen Hoyt says her son was always looking out for others. She says when he joined the Connecticut Guard in 2002, it was in part because he felt compelled to protect his country after 9/11. His 12-year-old sister, Amber, says he had a unique way of protecting her. He would beat her up.
I asked him one day why, and he, like, said he didn't want me to get hurt when he was gone in Iraq. He's like, Amber, you have to defend yourself while I'm gone. And then he'd give me noogies.
Amber wrote a report about her brother for school, describing him as her hero. She intended to send him a copy. Instead, she ended up laying it in his coffin. Hoyt died after a roadside bomb detonated beneath his armored Humvee. He was a gunner in a convoy transporting confiscated ammunition to a base for destruction. Hoyt was the second member of the Connecticut Guard's 102nd Infantry Battalion to die in Iraq. His sergeant, Felix Del Greco of Simsbury, was killed in April during an ambush while on patrol in Baghdad. For NPR News, I'm Amy Jeffries.